Thank you. Greetings, friends. Exodus chapter 6, reading at verse 6. We have more here about the great I Ams that God used so frequently in disclosing himself to Moses and then in turn to Pharaoh. And in the first part of this chapter, we have God saying to Moses, I am the Lord. My name is Jehovah, the Great One, the One who is ever present, the One who is omnipotent, the One who is all wise, the One who exists for all eternity, from eternity past to eternity the future, no end, no beginning, no end. And in that first part of the chapter, he says, not only I am the Lord, and my name is Jehovah, but he says, I have also established my covenant. I have established my covenant. And then he says in verse 5, I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel. He was not oblivious to their predicament, their sorrow, and their suffering. And then he said, I have remembered my covenant. Well, he didn't forget that he'd made a covenant. He'd made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and now to Moses. He hadn't forgotten his promise at all. He's going to keep his promise. And then he said in verse 6, I am the Lord and I will. Now, here are some of his I wills for the children of Israel. But these I haves are true in your case and mine, and these I wills are true in your case and mine, especially if we will turn to the Word of God and find out what they mean to us. Because what God did in the Old Testament, he does in the New. The circumstances may be different, but God's principles and his actions do not ever contra each other. They don't go one way one time and another way the next. God is not like man. He's not changeable. God doesn't change. We read, I am Jehovah, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I change not. God does not change. So he says in verse 6, wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will, a great promise. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Now, friends, the Pharaoh that lived at that time was such a terrible person that he is like Satan. He has some respect, he's like Satan. And the nation that was benefiting from the hard work and the groanings of the children of Israel is just like this world. And you and I are in it. And the question is, have we groaned because of the awfulness that's in the world today? Have we groaned because God says we are sinners ourselves? Have we groaned because we're lost? And God says we're lost, and God says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that we have no standing in ourselves or in any other organization, be it ever so good. We have no standing before God if we're not in Christ. If we haven't received him as our Savior, then we're outside of God's care. We're outside of the great plan of salvation for man, and we're alone. But he says, I will bring you out from under the burdens. He's the only one who can. Many people are saying today, if things are just too much, life is too complicated, it's too complex. We can't meet up with the circumstances and the situations and conditions. We're helpless, we're lost, we're sunk. And to a great extent, this is true, and we can't help ourselves. But the Lord can. He said, I'll bring you out from under your burden. No way in the world that the children of Israel could break the bonds that held them, just like you and I, if we're still in our sins. Sin has held us with a strong cord, and we can't break it. Only God can do so. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will. He said he would break it for the children of Israel, he would break it. I will bring you out from under your burdens. This is what the Lord can do for you, friend, right now. Regardless of what your burdens are, the Lord is the one who can lift those burdens. He went to the cross, bearing the greatest burden possible, all the sins of all the world, from Adam to the last person to be born into the world. That awful load of sins, he bare the burden for you and for me. And the moment I saw that there's a great burden there, and it was all mine because I had committed those sins, then I realized that the Lord Jesus paid the debt for me. He bare the burden for me. He paid in his own precious blood the awful cost, the tremendous cost for my redemption. I will bring you out from under your burdens, he said. And then he says, I will rid you out of their bondage. Oh, yeah, he'll take you away from their control and their power. No persuasive force now over them when the Lord delivers them. And this is true, friend, when we trust the Savior. Then these awful things that so beset us now and cause us such anxiety now, and many of them, they occur over and over again in our lives, and no matter how we try and no matter how we plan and no matter how many times we take a pledge or we promise, we just fall by the wayside. We're not able to extricate ourselves from them. But God says, I will rid you out of their bondage. They're not going to have control over you anymore. The soul that trusts the Savior, he's redeemed. He's set free. He is pardoned. He has forgiveness of his sins. He is made a child of God in the true sense of the word. And he is given great things now, things that he never contemplated before, never understood before, never thought of before. Because God does not only take away from us those things that are not suitable or not good for us, but he gives us something instead that is the like of which cannot be had any other way. Now none but Christ can satisfy, the hymn writer wrote. None other name for me. There's life and joy and lasting peace, Lord Jesus, found in thee. Only they are. The world can't give peace. The world can only give you turmoil, only disappoint you, only rob you. But he says, I will bring you out from their bondage. The Lord can deliver you, friends. Maybe you're under drugs. Maybe you're an alcoholic. Maybe you are using tobacco that's injuring your health, and you feel you can't stop them. The Lord can help you. He'll rid you from their bondage, and it is bondage. You become in bondage to these habits that so easily beset us. And then he says, I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. That was Israel. But what he said and did for Israel is what he says and does for every individual now, today, in this day of grace, that church era, he does for the individual. He says, I will redeem you. I'll buy you back. We're sold to sin and Satan. When Adam and Eve sinned, we were sold to sin and Satan. But the Lord will redeem us. He'll buy us back to God. And he has so done with his precious blood. We're redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, my friend, it's great to know the Savior is yours, to be redeemed from all of this evil and from the consequences of them. I will redeem you. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. That powerful, almighty God. And I will take you to me for a people. Oh, this is what he does for the soul that trusts in the Savior. He becomes at once, in the true sense of the word, a child of God. He becomes a new creature by the new birth. God brings us into new birth as well as he brought us into natural birth. But this is so lovely, he says, I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, and I will take you to me for a people. And so now we're a part of the body of Christ. We're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, he tells us. We're in Christ, new creatures. Old things have passed away. Oh, how wonderful to know these great I wills that were true of the children of Israel down in Egypt. And those are true now. They're made true in the experience of every soul that will come as a repentant sinner to the Lord Jesus by faith and accept Him as our Savior, the one who is a mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, the one who can lay His hand upon us as guilty sinners upon the spotless throne of God as Savior, and He can bring us together, make us new creatures in Christ Jesus. Oh, we thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for these great prophetic statements, these great words of comfort and assurance. I will, I will, I will. We thank Thee, Thou art able. Thou art the mighty God, the almighty God. We thank Thee, Thou art supreme. And so we pray, Lord, that men and women over the world will find their way to the Savior, the one who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We pray, our Father, that many will trust the Savior and know Him whom to know, His life eternal. Oh, we do pray it. We pray that for the noble, the rich, the poor, the old, the young, the learned, the illiterate, whoever they are or where, high or low, rich or poor, old or young, grant, our Father, that many will trust the Savior, our President, and all the officials of our great government, state and federal. We pray for them, that they may be able to function properly for Thee and for the good of the nation. We ask and pray Thy blessing to this great end. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.